Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. After a strong regular season, Chris Drieger will get the nod in net when the Panthers attempt to pull even with their cross-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning, in Game 2 of their heated Stanley Cup playoffs first-round series at BB&T Center tonight. Getting his first taste of playoff action since his junior hockey days in the WHL, Drieger went 14-6-3 with a 2.07 goals against average, a .927 save percentage, and three shutouts this season, including going 2-0-1 in three appearances against the Lightning. Following this morning's skate, here's what Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville had to say about the decision to make a change between the pipes.
Dreege has always been in that position, even last year, at the end of the year. You know, he was under consideration, and all year long he did everything you'd want. And, and it's an opportunity when we're looking at goaltending to see how it's going to play out in the playoffs. And we're going to take it one game at a time. And, he hasn't had this chance here for 2 years here. And so we feel it's the right time to give him an opportunity.
In Game 1 of their first-ever playoff series, Braden Point buried a breakaway goal with 1:14 left in regulation to lift the Lightning to a 5-4 win. The better team at 5-on-5, the Panthers edged the Lightning 3-1 when both sides were even, but the Lightning converted on three of their four power play opportunities, including getting a pair of key goals from Nikita Kucherov during the second period. Heading into Game 2, Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour said managing the intensity of the action will be important.
Yeah, I think you just got to, stay composed. That's a word you can use, but like you said, the intensity is going to be high. The fans are going to be involved. Each shift's going to be, that much tighter and, that much more impactful. So, every play matters. And, from game one, it looks like, they're going to be calling everything or everything they can get their, whistle on. So be a little smarter. Obviously, they took it to us on the power play there, and, 5-on-5, I think we are stronger, and we just got to kind of use our strengths the best we can tonight and see what we got from there.
Unfortunately, the Panthers will be without one of their top players tonight, as forward Sam Bennett received a one-game suspension for charging Lightning forward Blake Coleman during the third period of Game 1. With Bennett unavailable, here's what Florida's lines looked like this morning. Alexander Barkov centering Carter Verhaeghe and Anthony Duclair. Alex Wenberg centering Jonathan Huberdeau and Owen Tippett. Nola Chari in the middle with Frank Vatrano and Patrick Hornquist on the wings. And Juho Lamico centering Ryan Lomberg and Mason Marchment. On defense, Gus Forsling and Mackenzie Wieger are a pair. Marcus Nudavara with Brandon Montour. And Keith Yandel with Radko Gudas. Having already played quite a bit with Huberdeau this season, Wenberg, who scored a career-high 17 goals during the regular season, said he's ready to step up in Bennett's absence.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really overthink it. I mean, obviously, like I said, I've played with him in the past and I know what type of player he is. And it's a part of hockey right there. Right now, I got the opportunity there. And for me, it's just try to take advantage of it and make the most of it.
Across the ice, the Lightning are expected to go back to Andrei Vasilevsky between the pipes. In Game 1, the former Vezina Trophy winner, who led the NHL with 31 wins during the regular season, turned aside 35 of 39 shots sent his way. After missing the entire regular season while recovering from off-season hip surgery, Nikita Kucherov paced Tampa Bay with 3 points in Game 1, while Point potted a pair of goals. Also back from an extended absence, Steven Stamkos recorded 2 assists. Looking to split the series tonight, Quenneville said the Panthers will need to do a better job of containing the new-look Lightning's high-flying offense.
Yeah, it was a different look than we'd seen all year, and I think we watched a lot. We had some poor clears. Well, first and foremost, stay out of the box, and a lot of special team time in the game. But that power play is lethal. They have so many different options and looks, and some of the great playmakers and deceiving playmakers as well. So it's a it's something you got to be aware of. When they're vulnerable, you want to make sure that you're together and you try to close them out as best you can. But they're going to make plays. The high quality stuff, we got to make sure that we don't give them empty netters.
As a reminder, all fans attending tonight's game at BB&T Center will receive a Fear No One rally towel courtesy of Hair Club. If you can't be at the game in person, fans can catch the action on either Bally Sports Florida or CNBC on TV, or listen to play-by-play on 560 WQAM and across the Panthers radio network. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.